welcome to episode 216 of De Dirty Gobble Bookmakers. If you're here for the writing rant, please skip to about 4:15. In bookbinding this week, I'm attempting to finish my third tunnel book. This time, the tunnel book is going to have Japanese kanji, ideograms of words. And the words are all mostly positive, but they're complicated in that I have to cut out little tiny pieces in order to make the entire kanji appear. For example, one kanji has like 16 or 17 different strokes, and of course there's holes in between, spaces in between each stroke, and I have to cut those out. That is taking some time, so I have not yet finished cutting out all the kanji. There are, I believe, 8 kanji. I've done 2 so far, and I have designed or thought about or planned the case around it. Not the case, but the border. I've designed the border around it. It's going to be larger than the last two tunnel books, but it's going to be a little bit sturdier. I'm going to use more thicker paper, craft paper instead of regular paper, and the craft paper is going to be both the sides that are folded and the kanji itself, the picture. So you can take it out and make it smaller as you wish. And of course, the back piece is going to be perhaps bookboard. It's going to be white so that you can see all the other kanji. The kanji are going to be mostly at the beginning. I think there's... Hold on a second. Let me check. There are 6 kanji. The 6 kanji are mostly positive, such as hope and laugh and peace and friend and love and fortune and family. Good fortune and family. So there's 6 kanji. The first 2 are probably going to be white. The next 2 will probably be a light blue. And the last 2 will probably be either dark blue. And then the back wall of the tunnel book will be white so that you can see the darker ones more clearly. And that is taking me a lot longer than I thought. I thought I'd be able to finish it sooner, but I guess I've been busy or lazy, one of the two, probably lazy, and I'm working on those. So that's my third tunnel book, which I hope comes out fairly good. The sides will probably be green, because I have very thick green craft paper. I have brown too, but green looks better. Also in bookbinding related, but not necessarily bookbinding itself, is backing kimono cloth to make into book cloth. I've been doing that. I did it 2 pieces, very small pieces, because I'm making an A6, which is a pocketbook size book, and I wanted to try that paper. It's getting a little bit frustrating. I need to make better book cloth, that's for sure. I need to practice a little bit more, and fortunately, I've ripped apart a complete kimono, so I have lots to practice. But like everything else, it's going to take some practice, like the tunnel books and the small boxes for the clamshell boxes. So I made the clamshell boxes, took a little practice, I'm making a tunnel book, taking a little practice, and now I'm going to have to practice with the book cloth, which requires more space because I'm going to be using more glue and more water and more everything else. So that's going to take some time too. So at least I'm practicing on that stuff. That is what I've been doing in bookbinding and bookbinding related stuff. Now let me rant on a little bit about what I've been writing. What I've been writing still is Giapan, my Don Quixote-related adventure of 1600 Spain. And, much to my surprise, one of my characters is an artist. That's not my surprise. I knew that from the beginning. But much to my surprise, El Greco lived in Spain at the same time. In fact, he was probably at the height of his powers when my artist stumbles through Spain. So, and as it turns out, My artists and his three companions are on their way to Guadalajara, but they stop in Toledo. Where did El Greco live? Toledo. So things are working out in an amazing fashion. So that's not what I was going to tell you about. I am writing Giapan, and I came to a scene. It was going to be its own chapter. I knew that from like a week ago. And I wrote it twice. I wrote it one way, and then I thought about it, and I wrote it another way. And I thought, which one should I do? Should I do the one where the woman defends herself without help from anybody else? Or should I write it where she cannot defend herself and requires help? My first thought was where she defends herself. She's done that before. Towards the beginning of the book, she defended herself from two kids, but now she's defending herself from two men. And I thought, well, of course she's going to defend herself. So I wrote it that way. And then I thought about it, and I thought, no, maybe she can't defend herself. It's two men. It's not like she's suddenly Superwoman. She's a nun. She was a nun. So I decided to write it where she cannot defend herself. And both scenes, both chapters, came out looking pretty good. I thought both of them looked reasonable. And that was the problem. Which one should I use? So I spent 3 or 4 days thinking about it. And then I thought, well, it's my book. So I put in both. But I used the one where she could not defend herself as an appendix, as an alternative chapter. So after you finish reading the book, you can go back and you can continue reading, and the alternative chapter is there, and you can read it and think which one's better. The only problem with the alternative, which is when she cannot defend herself, is that since she can't defend herself, she ends up with a lot more bruises, cuts. So she needs more medical care, which is not shown in the subsequent chapters. So if I were to use that chapter, I would have to change the rest of the book. And I thought maybe, well, the rest of the book hasn't been written yet, so I can make any changes I want. But I wanted to show that she is a confident and competent female and get on with her life. And she couldn't do that if she had to go to the hospital to get cuts and bruises and broken jaws fixed and stuff like that. I went with the she can protect herself. She did it in a way that is possible. It's not like she suddenly started beating up men with her fists. She's using a weapon, of course. But so there's two chapters. One's the one in the book and one's an alternative. You can choose your own. Now, this was done with John Fowles, I believe, did this with three endings to The French Lieutenant's Woman. I don't recall them. I recall reading them and thinking that it's an interesting. But anyway, that's what I did. I chose a chapter and put it in the book and used the other one as an alternative. That is so exciting. And now today's sponsor. Today's sponsor is me. I have a book up on iBooks, Kobo, and Barnes & Noble called The City of Cox, A Poetic Murder Mystery. It's a character-driven murder mystery with a variety of good characters, including a drunken poet, of course, and the wife of the suspect, who is a letterpress printer. Please look at it, please enjoy, and if possible, please buy. Thank you very much. Well, that's what I've been doing in writing, and that's what I've been doing in bookbinding. So thank you very much for dropping by, and I hope to see you again soon. And next time, I hope to show you pictures of my third tunnel book. Thanks for dropping by. See you again soon.